It is Monday, June 6th, and this is People Every Day. Hey there, everyone. It's me, Janine Rubenstein. Happy Monday to you all. I hope you had a restful and relaxing weekend. I had a little getaway to visit some friends in Palm Springs, and it was just an absolute blast. It was hot, but it was beautiful. But back here, we've got another great show for you today, which includes some breakup drama that I cannot wait to dig into. First, let's just get to some stories that are buzzing around my timeline today. Pop star Mariah Carey has become famous for only wanting one thing for Christmas: you. But this year, it seems like she's going to be asking for a lawyer underneath her Christmas tree. Carey is being sued by musician Andy Stone, who performs as Vince Vance in the country pop band Vince Vance and the Valiants, over her smash hit holiday song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Vance is seeking $20 million in damages from Carey, the song's co-writer, and Sony Music for copyright infringement and misappropriation. Now, we've heard plenty of stories surrounding singers pirating other songwriters' songs in the last few years. Robin Thicke and Pharrell losing a lawsuit to Marvin Gaye's estate over their song Blurred Lines, of course, comes to mind. And Dua Lipa and her record label are currently being sued by a Florida reggae band over her mega hit Levitating. But this particular suit isn't over the content of the song's lyrics. Vance is suing Mariah Carey over the name of the song, as Vance and his crew dropped their holiday song with the same title in 1989. And according to the lawsuit, it didn't become a hit until 1993, the year before Carey released her song of the same title. And as you can hear for yourself, they really don't sound alike at all. Here's Vince Vance and the Valiants' version of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Santa can't bring me.
And here's the Mariah version you know and love. Vance's lawsuit claims that he owns the copyright on the title of the song. I mean, who knows if this case goes very far, as titles for books, songs, films, and the like are rarely considered to be proprietary, which is why there are often works with very different content featuring the same name or title. Either way, I'm betting that all Mariah wants this Christmas is for this to go away. Next up, we have some British baby news. Pippa is pregnant. Multiple sources confirmed to People that Pippa Middleton, the younger sister of Kate Middleton, is expecting her third child with husband James Matthews. The two have been married since May of 2017 and share son Arthur, who's 4, and daughter Grace, who is 1. Pippa publicly revealed her baby bump when she was spotted in a gorgeous green dress during the Queen's weekend festivities. While a representative for Pippa declined People's request for comment, she looked to be absolutely glowing at Saturday's Party at the Palace concert held at Buckingham Palace. I am very happy for their growing family. And while the Pippa baby news is an exciting and charming story to come out of the weekend, we have to recap everything that happened during the Queen's much-anticipated Platinum Jubilee celebration. Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee has come and gone, but there is still so much to talk about. The monarch commemorated a record-breaking 70 years on the throne, and the celebrations and the royal family all came out in full force. I cannot wait to dive into everything that we saw. So joining me now to discuss it all is People's senior editor, Erin Hill. Hey, Erin.
Hi, Janine.
Let's talk about Harry and Meghan, first off, who flew in from California for the festivities. But we didn't see a whole lot of them. We saw them at Trooping the Color and the service of Thanksgiving honoring the Queen at St. Paul's Cathedral. But that was pretty much it, right? So what happened there?
So yeah, we know that their objective in coming in for this celebration was just to pay tribute and honor the Queen and to focus on that and to put all the other issues aside. They had this set events that they were going to go to. They were going to attend Trooping in the capacity that they attended it, and they wanted to go to the service that honored the Queen. And then they were also in the middle of planning Lily's first birthday, which was Saturday, and we're hearing that some of the royals came out to their Frogmore Cottage home to celebrate that. So that's kind of was their focus. So they did their duties in honoring the Queen and kept their distance from the immediate family members and put all the other issues aside for this.
Got it. Well, it is sad to hear about all the tension that we know is still, you know, under the surface between Will and Kate and Meghan and Harry. And I hope they can work out all of that and find some middle ground soon. But let's talk about the biggest star of the Jubilee, aside from the Queen. Prince Louis stole the show this past weekend with all of his facial expressions. Those photos of him cracked me up. We saw him covering his ears on the balcony during Trooping the Color. But let's talk about what happened during the Platinum Jubilee pageant.
Yes, it was amazing to see four-year-old Louis finally back reuniting with his siblings, but you almost didn't know anybody else was there but Louis in that royal box, sitting next to Kate and just excitedly pointing everything out and hugging his mom one minute, covering her mouth the next, making silly faces, and looks like he at one point was sort of getting a little bored and walking around and sitting on everyone's lap at one point. And it was really sweet to see that dynamic between the families. We never get to see them not looking perfect and polished, especially George and Charlotte, a little bit older. They know the royal ropes, but here's Louis. He's still just a little boy, just having a lot of fun with his family and clearly enjoying this pageant more than anyone else.
Now, let's talk about the star of the hour, Queen Elizabeth herself. Due to mobility issues, she wasn't able to participate in all of the Platinum Jubilee events. She did, however, make a surprise appearance on the palace balcony yesterday alongside the rest of the senior royal family members as all of the celebrations were coming to an end. So my question to you is in two parts. One, how is the Queen feeling? And then two, what does the future of British leadership look like?
Yeah, well, first of all, the Queen, you know, she is dealing with her ongoing mobility issues. We do know that trooping on Thursday took a toll on her. It was a lot of standing, so she needed to take a much needed break in between. But then we were hearing behind the scenes from some of the Jubilee organizers that she was so thrilled with how Thursday went and how trooping went and how everything was kicking off. They could tell that she was feeling all of the love around her. So it's just amazing to see her. She's 96 years old. This is just such an historic event. And yes, when you're looking to today, what's going on with the prime minister, of course, it's unsettling. But here you've got this queen who's now been through 14 prime ministers. So whoever is in office, whoever's holding that position, you've got the queen, you've got the monarch. You know, one day it'll be Charles, it'll be William, it'll be George. And you'll still have that steadfastness and the stoicism of that position, leading the country in that way, you know, more of like a symbolic way, which a lot of the people really turn to in times of crisis, and it gives them a lot of strength. And it's really reassuring to see that position.
Well, we will definitely continue to keep an eye out on all of this. Erin, thanks for stopping by to break it all down with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You guys, this weekend was filled with some bombshell breakup news. Shakira and her man called it quits. And everyone I know can't stop talking about what happened with Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. There are rumors and a lot of he said, she said flying around out there. And seriously, you guys, I thought my text chains were going to melt my phone this weekend. We absolutely have to get into it in this week's Heart Monitor. But before we discuss all of that drama, we have to talk about everything that went down at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. There were some big winners and big moments, and we're breaking them all down right after the break. Stay with us.
Also,
no one.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist.
We are back, and last night was a very big night at the MTV Movie and TV Awards and the MTV Movie and TV Awards Unscripted. Fans got to vote on their favorite moments and performances in world of TV, film, and reality TV. We have to start with the host, Vanessa Hudgens, who just kept serving up jaw-dropping look after look. She had several hair and wardrobe changes throughout the night, and each one more and more stunning than the last. She rocked this amazing royal blue Vera Wang mini dress that absolutely popped on the red carpet. Then we saw her shimmering in this gold sequin mini dress, only to later follow it up with this colorful sequin tracksuit that gave a nod to Netflix's Squid Game. Vanessa gave us a cowgirl look, capped off with a 10-gallon hat and checkered blue top to echo Cass from Euphoria's epic Oklahoma look. Seriously, head to our website and see all of her just costume changes for yourself throughout the night. That was the highlight for me and everybody I talked to. Speaking of Euphoria, though, the show had the second most nominations just behind Spider-Man: No Way Home, which means it was a very good night for Zendaya and Tom Holland. But then again, when isn't it a good night for those two? They each won for Best Performance, with Tom taking home the nod for Best Performance in a Movie and Zendaya snagging the one for Best Performance in a Show. Later in the night, Selling Sunset's Chrishell Staus won for Best Reality Star and was seen, you know, cozying up with her partner and friend of People Every Day, G Flip.
I need a little blast of oxygen. Comedic genius. Come on, are you kidding? For what? Hey, Smug. School of Rock, Jumanji, Kung Fu Panda. This is for all the School of Rockers out there and for all the tenacious disciples.
Now that was Jack Black taking home the Comedic Genius Award. He came out kicking and dancing in a panda costume because the man has an unlimited supply of energy. And the biggest headline of the night was Jennifer Lopez taking home the Generation Award in recognition of her prolific career. J-Lo was emotional and thanked everyone, and I mean everyone, including the people who didn't believe in her.
I want to thank the people who gave me joy and the ones who broke my heart, the ones who were true and the ones who lied to me. I want to thank disappointment and failure for teaching me to be strong. I want to thank all the people who told me to my face or when I wasn't in the room that I couldn't do this. I really don't think I could have done it without you.
Just imagine being the people who did Jenny from the Block dirty. She ended her heartfelt speech with a shout out to Ben and the kids.
And Ben and everybody at home, wait for me to have dinner. I'll be home by 7.
Now that's a mom moment right there, looking fabulous as always, while still sending love to the family and planning to be home in time for dinner. I love it. J-Lo, just keep doing you. And now it's time for one of my favorite segments of our show, Heart Monitor. The love lives of some of my favorite celebrity couples have had my attention since the weekend. There is the good, the bad, and the very sad. And you guys, one of these stories completely took me by surprise, and that was Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey's split. Even Steve Harvey weighed in on this one, saying, "I'm Team Lori, 1,000%. He also added, "It's hard to be young and in the limelight and have a successful relationship." So, to help me unlock the details is People's Emerging Content Senior Reporter, Lene Brody. Hey, Lene, welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're so welcome. And my timeline went into overdrive after news broke of the breakup between 35-year-old Black Panther star Michael B. Jordan and 25-year-old socialite and entrepreneur Lori Harvey. A source confirmed their split after over a year of dating. And in December, Jordan told The Hollywood Reporter that he finally found what love was in his relationship with her. And she told The Real back in September that they really balance each other out. So what was your reaction to their split?
So as far as what we know, we have sources that are saying Michael and Lori are both completely heartbroken. They still love each other. The source went on to say that Michael matured a lot over the course of their relationship and was ready to commit for the long term. He let his guard down with her, opening up emotionally in a romantic relationship for the first time. And the source continued, They had great times together and brought out the very best in each other. I was shocked. I don't know about you, but I was really shocked. It really seemed like they were happy.
I know. And we're getting reporting that it really was just this kind of, I'm not ready for that, right? I'm young, I'm hot, I'm out here doing my thing. I'm working with brands. I'm speaking on behalf of Lori. And then Michael's like, look, I did all of that. Can I lock it down?
A decade is a big age gap between these two, and I have a feeling he was ready to maybe put a ring on it. And she was like, you know what? I think I still need to like let loose and let my hair down a little bit. You know, from my sources, I know he's a wonderful guy and she's a lot of fun. She's a beautiful girl. And we're hearing that they were very upset over it. I'm sure they are. Maybe they'll reconcile. You never know. But I was sad to see this breakup. I liked them.
We know Jordan was pretty private with his romantic life prior to meeting Harvey. And though rumors have swirled about him spending time with the likes of Kendall Jenner and Lupita Nyong'o, he said, you know, they were either acquaintances or friends all along. Harvey's alleged past love life has been more front and center, at least in terms of, you know, media coverage. Most recently linked to rapper Future, though she too has always been tight-lipped about love. The last time we saw her on a red carpet was at the Cannes Film Festival, and then before that at the Met Gala, and both times she was solo, which surprised me. So do you think her recent outings alone, you know, kind of serve as evidence to what we now know? Like, was this in the works for a while?
You know, that is classic celebrity breakup 101 in our industry. But at the same time, I always say you never know, right? Like, maybe he's filming something. Maybe he had something. So I don't think we can, like, fully say that. But I am also going to go say on the other side, it could have been an indicator. I guess we'll just never know unless she wants to set the record straight for us, right?
I feel like she might. But moving on. Next, I want to talk to you about Shakira, who, in a joint statement with longtime boyfriend Gerard Piqué, announced their separation, saying, "We ask for privacy at this moment for the well-being of our children, who are our maximum priority. Thank you in advance for your understanding and respect." So do we know any other details here?
So it's been reported that the soccer player is living in his house in Barcelona, again, away from Shakira, who's 45, and their two children. Fans are also taking note of the lyrics to Shakira's newest song with Rauw Alejandro titled Te Felicito. "For completing you, I broke into pieces. They warned me, but I did not pay attention," she sings. "I realize that yours is false. It was the drop that overflowed the glass. Do not tell me you're sorry. That seems sincere, but I know you well, and I know you lie." That's pretty neat.
They had a joint statement, but it might not be as amicable as that would make it seem, right?
That was another breakup that kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they were kind of like living their life, you know, under the radar. We love a good Shakira song. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, wait, what?
Seriously. Maybe she'll be out there in these streets a little more. She and Lori got to, you know, get their hot girl summer going.
I know, maybe.
Well, lastly, in some happier couple news, one of our favorite joyful and hilarious bride and grooms to be, Modern Family's Sarah Hyland and the Bachelor franchise as Wells Adams. It has been 3 years since they got engaged, and she posted on her Instagram, and I quote, "So I finally had my bridal shower yesterday, hosted by the most amazing maid of honor, and called it the bridal shower of her dream." So we know that Sarah had to be very careful during the pandemic with her health issues, which pushed their 2020 wedding plans off. So who was there and what do we know about this long overdue event?
So I'm so happy that this was a positive story.
Right?
I love them so much. And I know Sarah's been really careful. She's had a lot of health issues, but there were a lot of stars there, including Vanessa Hudgens, singer Gigi McGree, Grey's Anatomy star Kimberly Daughtry, model Natalie Joy, actress Ashley Newbro, Justin Makita, who's married to Sarah's Modern Family co-star Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Sarah's maid of honor, Ciara Robinson. You know, she looked so pretty in white. She looked so happy. I watched the Instagram stories a million times on repeat. I'm so happy for them.
Lene, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Anytime.
It's another week, and there's another story circulating out there that just reinforces why Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of the most likable people in Hollywood, if not the world. Recently, the WWE star made a series of posts to Instagram of his mother walking through her brand new home. The thing is, Johnson bought this home for his mom.
All right, Mom, this is your big room. Welcome home.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at this.
In the video and in the post's caption, The Rock chronicles the intention and thoughtfulness that went into decorating his mother's new home. He included things like a display for her collection of vintage ukuleles and pictures of their ancestors, photos that she hasn't seen since she was a child growing up in Samoa.
These pictures were...
Wait a minute.
She is just so overwhelmed, and the decor is just so beautiful and full of love that you really need to check it out for yourself. You can find it on The Rock's Instagram account, and you can't miss the posts. Just look for the ones that aren't pictures of him flexing or working out. It's just a beautiful story and filled with lots of love, and it's just a little something to make you smile. Thank you all so much for jumpstarting your week with us. We'll be back again tomorrow for more People Every Day.